the light that has lighted the world. I have come to be a light to the world, that whoever believes in me should not remain in darkness. I am the light that has lighted the world. They that follow me will never again walk in darkness, but live their lives in the light. Herein lies the supreme test, that such a brilliant light has come into this dark world. Yet the inhabitants of this earth love darkness more than light, because their actions are blinded by selfishness and greed. So it is, those who give their lives to evil hate the light of truth, fearful that their actions will be witnessed and condemned. In contrast, they that do the truth step freely into the light, so that their actions may be seen, for their works are pleasing to God. Once you journeyed into the wilderness to listen to John, the prophet you called the Baptizer, he spoke to you of the truth. He was a burning and shining light, and you were willing, at least for a while, to follow him. Now one has come with a greater demonstration of power than John. For the work that my Father has given me to accomplish, the very acts which I perform now in your presence, prove that I am sent from God. If I do not the works of my Father, then you are free to turn away. But if I do his works, even if you don't believe in me, believe in the works that I do, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. I must do the work of him who sent me while it is day, because the night is fast approaching, when no one will be able to work. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole life will be filled with light. But if your eye be preoccupied with evil, your whole life will be obscured with darkness. If what illuminates your life is darkness, how great and terrible is that darkness? Are there not at least 12 hours of daylight? If you walk by day, you do not stumble, because of the natural light around you. If, however, you walk by night, you will fall, because there is no daylight to guide you. Believe in the light that you may become children of the light. Be active while you still have the light present with you, for darkness is rapidly falling. Those that walk in darkness are the lost, and if the blind are leading the blind, then both are destined to fall. You do not light a candle and then conceal it beneath a vase or place it under a bed. Instead, you set it on a candlestick so that you or your guests enter a house filled with light. Do you not realize that you are called out to be lights in this world? Your life is similar to a city built on a hill that cannot go unnoticed. Let your light, therefore, shine brightly before all people, that they might see your good works and praise your Father who is in heaven. That which you do in secret will eventually be revealed, and that which seems to be hidden will one day be broadcast far and wide. What I am telling you now in private, proclaim publicly. And what you hear whispered by the Spirit, shout aloud from the housetops.